Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We love this lady.
Yep. She's got the big strap on now. I'll give her a second to buckle it up.
Well, first of all, instead of a listener said that you're going to verbally peg me, and I say let's get rid of the verbal part and just go for it.
Now, Doc,
here's what I don't like. I don't mind you yelling at us, but I prefer to be surprised. Like you call the show that day and you go, Craig or Todd or Mike or Nick or Puss, whatever, that kind of stuff. I know you don't call him Puss.
I rather like the anticipation.
You gave me a two-day heads up I'm going to get my ass ripped. Now, I'm guessing that it might be about me saying I'm a man because I didn't have any reaction, right?
Oh, that's on the list.
Okay, oh, damn, I thought that was it. I thought that was the whole list. Because Nick's a man, too. And Craig's a man, and... And our boss, Jim is a man, but Puss is half a man, but we already knew that. Right.
Oh, you man babies. I don't even know where to begin. All right, let's do chronologically from the moment I got off the phone last week with you.
Jesus.
So, first of all, and this, a solid 13 minutes discussing the merits of going into a cave with a torch.
That was all of us.
Nothing bad has ever happened when random people go into caves. But forgetting for a moment the risk of histoplasmosis or rabies or tick-borne fevers, under no circumstances are any of you allowed near a torch. We've gone over this before, okay? You morons still don't even know where the goddamn fire extinguisher is in your own studio. But sure, go into a cave.
I still know where that's at. You're right.
It's right up the hall.
No.
Is it? Okay.
On the wall.
Okay.
Yeah, the orphan knows where it is because he has to live with Nick every day. But nobody else does. And while we're at it, people, stop trying to be like cavemen, okay? They killed large mammals, like bison and mammoths, at close range. People freak out about spiders and snakes. You're never going to be a caveman.
No,
don't,
we're not.
This is ridiculous.
Remember the story was that they figured out cavemen got high by breathing in the crap in the cave, but the torch was on. So that's we're always interested in getting high.
And that's how we learned our love of catching a buzz.
Oh, and then discuss the merits of actually giving that a try.
I think Nick wanted to try that.
Next up, we have an astute question from Mike. Should you add vodka to your White Claw? No, probably not, because nothing bad has ever happened when drunk people add more alcohol to their actual alcohol. You know, we love those people in the hospital. They're the most fun.
Well, I think it just makes it taste
how
better.
How is that different than going to a bar and ordering a drink and saying, make it a double?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, but, you know, I think people greatly underestimate what they're doing when they're actually adding alcohol into alcohol. And we see this all the time.
Yeah. Here's an aside. I don't know if you heard yesterday.
You're talking about people, Dr. Mina.
We talked about Sizzurp, and some guy sent us on Twitter actual recipe.
Nice.
He used to do it in high school.
And guess who said they wanted to try it?
Not me.
Of course.
Nick.
Yes. I know. Nick's a problem. We've got to talk about that.
Is he the only one that actually said that out loud?
I think Nick's the one.
Yeah. He said it real quick.
Listen, Craig, I know what you were thinking in your head, so you don't need to say it out loud.
Are you sure you know all of it?
All right. So then we get to the only hobby that Mike has ever endorsed in the history of me listening to the show. And no, No, nobody knows. Sniffing glue is not an acceptable hobby, Mike.
Oh,
absolutely.
No. Did I say it was a hobby? No, I never tried that. I dudes I knew when I was a kid that did that for a couple weeks at the park we used to hang out at, but I never touched
it. And I learned from Shameless, you don't do it directly out of the tube. You got to put it in
you
a bag.
You don't do it. No.
Put it in a plastic bag, like a little Ziploc.
You don't do it.
Okay, full stop. You do not do it.
Okay, don't sniff glue. I get that. I'll go with that. All right.
Also, Todd, the worst thing that can happen by using LSD is not the bad trip where you think you're dying. It's actually dying, okay?
Is it?
Todd's in trouble.
Seriously. Is there a lethal dose of LSD? I don't think there is.
There's not necessarily a lethal dose of LSD. It's the side effects of the LSD that can kill people, because people not only get very, very high heart rates, they can actually get very, very bad hallucinations, and then they get into situations or they actually harm themselves, or if they have underlying medical conditions, they can die from that. Okay. So it's the side effects of the actual LSD. Now, I do want to say that, you know, you've discussed a couple of times, and I think either a caller called in or wrote in about the use of this with severe PTSD. And yes, those studies look very, very promising. These are microdoses. They are not what you are buying on the street. They are not what's readily available. And it is under directed therapy. And these are really for this very severe refractory anxiety PTSD that has failed every other sort of therapy. I don't know of anything outside of clinical trials right now. But the clinical trials do look very, very good. And I think that this will become something that select centers will probably have available.
Yeah, because I keep reading that the microdosing stuff is good for low-grade depression, things like that.
Well, you got to be guided through it, right?
Right. No.
I don't know about the low-grade depression. I think this is really for those folks. The clinical trials are for folks who've really exhausted every other type of therapy that they had available to them. And that's how they get into these clinical trials. And those were all of the questions, actually, till we got to COVID. But then when we get to COVID, and Mike, I'm a pussy and I'm not a man, huh?
You can call me a man. You call me a man.
I'm a man.
She doesn't necessarily mean that in a positive way, though, the way you do.
No. Because let me tell you something, men. You guys couldn't even survive half the crap that women go through. I literally, men wouldn't be able to die nearly three times. Yeah. Three times, still go back to work, have the two children, still be able to be productive and take care
and
of
patients. And fry it up in a pan. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. I love taking care of the man tears. But no, just because you have a reaction does not make you less than a man, unless a man is, you know, the guy who's trying to light torches in a cave while sniffing glue.
That's right. Nick was a man.
That guy sounds cool.
Nick was a man. Okay, here's the deal. I want to know this, because all I said was, since I had no reaction and Nick had no reaction and Craig had no reaction, Puss was kind of half a puss. Todd went full puss, actually, the next day. Our boss, Jim, he's a full man. He said yesterday he's feeling fine. And my wife got a little sick. Of course, she's not a man. So I want to know why certain people react. I know that we don't know we don't know why, because obviously Todd's not a young man, so it's not the robust thing. They said younger people
It might actually be. You know, we don't. Your certain immune systems may actually just have a much stronger response. They may be.
Am I right in saying this, though?
Despite the age of the person.
Am I right about this? Because I went down the rabbit hole because I was worried about not having a reaction at all. It said, first of all, you're a man. It did say that. And then second of all,
no, congrats.
It said, congrats, you're a man. Second of all, it said, if you have a reaction, it means it's working. If you don't have a reaction, it means it's working. So is it just random, obviously, right?
No, so obviously there is going to be some percentage of people who are not going to mount antibodies, or maybe what we consider to be high antibody levels. Does that mean they're still not protected? No, but they may not be as protected as somebody who has much higher antibody levels. And this is something that we are still studying. There was some story, and I must have missed this, about exercise or people who exercise are more or less safe. No, that has nothing to do with
No, they didn't say safe. They said they didn't say, no, they didn't. They weren't talking about the vaccine. They were talking about, you're right, though. I read that too, kind of skeptical, because you said you'd know somebody that was completely in shape.
Yes.
Prime of their life, in shape, and got it, and they're still affected by it, right?
Yes, yes. My colleague was a CrossFit addict.
Yeah.
And he ended up in an ICU for 50-some days and on a ventilator for over 30.
Yeah.
Had a stroke and has lost use of his left arm, so he can never operate again. And, you know, now, granted, we know now better how to take care of patients who have COVID than we did when he originally got sick. He was one of my first colleagues who got COVID. But it still affects people and can be very, very profoundly debilitating. And he survived. I mean, this is the problem we have with younger folks who say, well, I don't know anyone like me who's died from COVID. Well, no, they don't necessarily die, but they may not ever be able to go back to the type of life or their job because they have side effects of the COVID. I have a young woman who was a physical trainer for the athletic department here at University of Pennsylvania, who's a patient of mine. She's in her 20s. She can't walk to her mailbox right now. And she got COVID back in December.
That's what I hate about people that say, I know people that actually said, you'll see it on social media, well, I don't know anybody that died. I know of people that died, but nobody close to me died. So why does that make, that's just horrible to say.
No,
I mean, that's just horrible.
I think honestly, for many people, consider the fact that you may not be able to hold a job any longer. You may not be able to go to work. You may not be able to do the activities you used to do. You will be living as if you have, you'll be living with a disability because you had COVID. That is the much more likely possibility given your age, if you're younger, and our ability to take care of people now. So I don't want folks to think that just because you didn't get a response to the vaccine that you are stronger or less strong than anybody else. We just don't know what those antibody levels mean yet, and we're going to be learning that. But this is a really good segue into the fact that it is possible 1 in 10 people will probably not get protective antibodies, and it is incumbent upon everyone else around them to be vaccinated. And we need to be doing this right now because we are seeing these variants increasing, and it is frightening to me how fast they are increasing in the United States. In fact, I think last time when I had called in and this South African variant, the Brazil variant, the BP1, was at a prevalence of 1% in Nebraska. It's now 2.3%. This one, we do not know if our vaccines are effective against it or not. So it is possible that you could be vaccinated and still get sick with COVID as a result of that variant. We have increasing evidence in India, for example. They have double or triple variants now that are coming out, and they're having skyrocketing numbers of cases because they can't get enough shots in arms fast enough. And there's a whole bunch of reasons why that is happening. And so we all need to be working to encourage and convince folks to get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah, we do that every day with all the other. Besides the we're men and some people aren't. we definitely tell people to get the vaccine every day because
you can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I want to ask this question, Doc. Since herd immunity is what, 75 or 80%, or is it 70? What is it?
Hypothetically,
what would it be?
I think it's going to be, as we keep getting variants, it's going to move higher and higher. So I'd say it's closer to 80%.
Okay, now, say we get 70%. And by the way, we should get the 80 because if people are smart, we'll all get it. But if say we don't get there, say we get the 70, 75%. Do those people that don't get it, do they just start giving it to each other and eventually either get sick and get better or die or whatever?
No, what happens?
Yeah, what happens?
No, what happens is they keep spreading this virus around. And the more a virus gets to spread, the more it gets to replicate, the more variants we get. And then those variants can break through the vaccines we already have. And people who are vaccinated will get
Jesus,
sick.
People,
that's
get
what
the
happens.
Vaccine. Now,
exactly. Now, this is the problem right here. It's a race against time. It's a race against time to get shots in arms because we are seeing. Now, the only good feature of this is that SARS-CoV-2 seems to mutate less rapidly and less well than other viruses, but we are already seeing six or seven different types of mutations, and some of these are breaking through our vaccines. And so, again, the more spread we have, the more opportunity for this virus to mutate, and the more likely it is that even if you've been vaccinated, even if you mounted, even if you were a man, or even if you got a good antibody, it still will not protect you against that particular mutation. And so we have to be convincing every single person. And I know that some people, I'm very glad that the J&J safety issue has not affected hesitancy. It's still the same for good or for better or for worse. I want to encourage folks that the mRNA vaccines are incredibly, incredibly safe because I know some people were hesitant about them and were more excited about the J&J. Look, the mRNA technology has been around for over a decade. It is incredibly safe. We have safety data.
But I don't know.
Right. How do you convince somebody that's just convinced it doesn't work?
They go, I've never been to school, don't know anything, but I don't know. And Nightly News will hand them the microphone just like they hand the doctor the microphone. And it drives me crazy.
It is crazy. A couple of things. So as of February 21st, 63 million doses of either Pfizer or Moderna, those are the two mRNA vaccines, have been given in the United States. The risk of death is 0.0015, and it's not even attributable to the vaccine. These are just people who've died who've gotten vaccinated, so you can tell how well it's working. And just yesterday, the New England Journal published the first safety and pregnancy of these vaccines. Over 35,000 women who were pregnant who got the mRNA vaccines, absolutely safe.
I saw the pregnant one. I saw the pregnant one. Yeah, that was a good story, too.
Yeah. And I want to also, point out that there was a very interesting panel of vaccine-hesitant or vaccine-resistant people, and it was very disconcerting that they were more willing to lie and get a fake card than they were to get the vaccine.
Yeah, that's horrible. They're horrible people.
It's awful, but the one thing that came through, the only, like, they don't trust Fauci, they don't trust the CDC, they don't trust the news organizations, they do trust a doctor, especially their doctor telling them they need to get vaccinated. So I have two pleas to folks. The first is that, if you are a physician or a healthcare provider, that this is a topic of conversation at every office visit, at every encounter with every single patient. If you are a nurse, if you are an ER, tech or something like that, that this should be something we are asking every single person because we need to reinforce that this is safe and that this is important from folks that they see around them all the time and that they are more willing to trust. Secondly, I'm going to open my office hours. Folks, if you have questions, if you have someone in your life, a family member or a friend who has a question or is scared or is hesitant, reach out to me on Twitter. Hopefully I'm going to throw Luke under the bus. You can reach out to the show and he can get you in touch with me. I will call whoever it is. I will FaceTime. I will Zoom with them at their convenience. I am absolutely willing to talk.
How do they talk to me like this? A doctor friend of mine told me, I said, does any of your patients actually say they don't want the vaccine? He goes, yeah, there's a few of them. He goes, what did they say? He goes, well, two of them actually just said Bill Gates. And I said, how do you convince a guy that his answer to not getting the vaccine is Bill Gates? You can't convince that guy. He's just dumb. And we have to let him go, right? Let him go?
No.
I'm not convincing that. I don't know these people. You can't convince them.
I'm going to tell him Bill Gates had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Okay, well, I don't know.
And I will pull up, I will actually get them in touch with Dr. Gary Weissman, who is him and Dr. Pinos were the two people here at Penn who developed the mRNA virus technology.
Why do you think that'll convince anyone?
Yeah, I know.
What makes you think that these people will believe that that's who they're actually talking to and those guys actually did that?
I'm glad you're trying. We're trying too.
No. Yeah. This is the point. They may not believe it right then, but you have given them, you have shown them that you care. You've been compassionate about their concerns. You have taken the time to listen to them and to talk back, and you've given them counter evidence, and you've planted that seed. And that's what we have to do.
No, but then they go to Dr. YouTube, and Dr. YouTube tells them what they want to hear, and then they believe that. How do you counteract that?
If everybody else is speaking up, we outweigh all of that other stuff.
Yeah, we're
trying
to. We're trying.
And here's the thing. It has to be every single person. If we're going to hit 80% and we don't have vaccines in children, and children are about 20% of the population, it has to be every single person. So this is not just me. It's not just you guys. It is literally every single person speaking to every single person around them, because our voices outweigh the misinformation. They just have had more practice at it. We are not practiced at advocating for something, but this is not just about my safety. This is about my children's safety. This is about my family's safety. This is about us getting our lives back, being able to go back to work safely, being able to travel, being able to do the things
we
want to do.
Inside your own family, if you have an idiot inside your own family, I'm sure we all do. If you just said, I'm not going to hang with you until you get the vaccine, then it affects their personal life. Then they might think about
it. Yeah, but the unfortunate thing is you have just families and families.
That are groups of idiots.
Right, are nothing but idiots. Yeah,
right.
There's not a brain amongst them. And how do you deal with that?
I don't know.
How do you penetrate that circle?
You chip away at that. You have to chip away. And saying,
You're a better man than we are, Doc. You're a better man than we are.
I'm a man now. Finally, I'm a man.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Well, you've always wanted.
I'll post an article. I was interviewed with by The Atlantic for folks who are immunosuppressed. And what do we know about folks who are immunosuppressed and how they respond to these vaccines? And the truth is, we don't know. There is good There's good thought or biology to suggest that certain patients who are on certain immunosuppressants, these are patients with cancer, these are patients with certain diseases, are probably not going to respond as robustly or as strongly to these vaccines. And so once again, everybody else around them needs to get vaccinated to protect them from getting COVID. But also, I was interviewed by the Philadelphia Inquirer with a host of other doctors about what are safe activities once you're fully vaccinated. Right. How do we still be safe? And by the way, it is not a green card yet, because we don't have herd immunity. We're only at about 26% of the population. But there are certain things that people who are fully vaccinated can do, and there's certain things that we can still do safely, maybe not the way we wanted to. But my goal is to get people to the yes, that we need to be able to try to get our lives back. But at the same time, again, folks, please continue to chip away at this hesitancy and this fear.
We need
these people to get vaccinated.
Now, when the Philadelphia Inquirer and talked to you, did they get a counter opinion from an idiot?
Yeah.
No,
it was the doctor's opinion, and we got to represent the idiot.
Yeah, and the Atlantic.
Nope,
yeah.
They got physicians and they got epidemiologists, and I was very, very proud of that. And we all agreed on things, which is unusual.
They found Eagle fan. Now, there's an idiot right here.
I don't know.
Anyways, I love you guys.
Love you,
Doc. Stay away from fire. Stay away from caves.
Yes.
Stay away from trying to get high. All don't sit
blue. None of that's going to work, by the way.
Love you guys.
Love you, Doc. That wasn't too bad.
No.
It was the manly thing. Yeah.
But I'm going spelunking this weekend.
Bring your torch.
Yeah. How else are you going to see?
Well, plus it's just a new buzz. It might be it sounds like it was the original buzz.
Yeah.
Before they found weed or anything, you know?
Everything comes back full circle.
Yeah. So, looking for the original buzz.
All right. It all started with a couple spelunkers.
Love Dr. Mina. Check her out on the podcast in case you just missed that. Get your vaccine.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.